Welcome back to Podcast Recover, everyone. We're your hosts, David O.
And Eric B.
And today we're doing a mini-sode of...
Yeah, mini-sode.
Yeah. I like that. That's
Minnesota.
Minnesota. Yeah, Minnesota for you guys.
Yeah, you could be a Minnesotan.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what they're called? Minnesotans?
I guess. That's always weird.
Minnesotans, eh?
Well, so what do you call somebody from Michigan?
Michigander.
A Michigander. You're very right. But they, but that is correct. But also, you can call them a Michiganite.
What about, like...
I actually looked up a whole list of what people from different states
Well, we're Marylanders.
We're Marylanders.
Yeah.
But isn't that weird?
It's a Virginia.
But usually people from around the world that have land at the end of where they're from, it turns to an ish.
Finnish.
Irish.
Yeah.
Or...
English.
People from Thailand are just Thai. But a lot of times when land is at the end, but then the opposite that goes with us is they're not greenish, they're Greenlanders.
English is stupid.
But what would you call them? Englanders?
No, I agree. I 100%. But
it's very weird.
It's dumb.
Dude, everybody listening, this is a complete digression.
You know, we played Scattergories the other day. Let's talk about that real quick. Scattergories. We were talking about this rule in Scattergories because it's perfect for what you're talking about. It's like, you can't write down the same word.
But the homonyms.
But there's lots of words
exactly
written the same way because who the fuck knows why you did that.
Yeah, you could right? go. Yeah, caliber is the strength of somebody's character and, you know, the size of a gun barrel. Two different things. Two different words.
Yeah.
Same word.
Yeah. And I mean, it's stupid.
It's a stupid rule. Anyway.
But let's talk about how you're doing today.
The Minnesota. I'm doing pretty well. We're talking about cravings and healthy coping strategies.
Yeah.
And anybody who is tuning in for the first time, listen to our friend Ron's episode where I talk about, for a very brief second, how I've quit smoking.
Yes.
And I'll give a mini synopsis. Started stealing cigarettes from my mom when I was 11. Smoked on and off through the illegal years.
Yeah.
Like whenever I could
you can
steal
get
it.
Enough or, change.
Yeah,
to,
whenever
like,
I could
buy
get
back.
Enough change when they were cheap, you know. And then it, like I really took off around 1920. And I'm now about to turn 37. So I'm 36 now. But I've been steadily smoking from 1920 till now, so 16 solid years of smoking cigarettes, and I've been clean off drugs and alcohol since 2012, so it's now 2024. So I've smoked my way through recovery for 11 years, and I've had various amounts of nicotine clean time. I've had 3 months here.
You've had
6 months
stints.
The longest I had was close to 9 months, and then I couldn't remember what happened.
It's always some stupid stressor.
Yeah. And so we went totally random. We just Googled addiction, or I Googled addiction recovery topics, and I was like, cravings and
healthy.
I wanted
to talk about football, but David being the spiritual one he is, was like, okay, let's bring this back.
Yeah. You know, it's a podcast, recovery podcast. So we're, you know, it was always super difficult, and like I've said this to numerous people, I don't know why this time, and again, back to Ron's podcast, mm-hmm. we talked about miracles and recovery, which is going to become a regular question, because I really like that.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, because, I mean, the stupid cloud parting and like the ray of light is bullshit, but...
Got some pink clouds and shit there. And some
I mean, and it varies by interpretation, but like the small like miracle or coincidence or whatever you want to call it. I don't know why this time has felt so psychologically and emotionally easy for me to stop smoking.
You have to be done when you're done.
Yeah.
Right.
And people were like, oh, was it like a New Year's thing? And I'm like, no, it really wasn't.
You don't want it to be that either.
I didn't want it to be that either. Yeah. But there was no like precognition about that either. Like it wasn't. And it was a couple weeks after New Year's that I was just like, I'm just fucking. And it like really the final moment was like I had like a solid like week straight of like my muscles hurting right above my diaphragm, and like I didn't know what it was. And then like one night I was coughing and I was like, oh my God, I'm having like muscle pain because of how much I'm coughing on a regular basis. And I was so it was really like the first, I guess, like physical manifestation of the wreckage of tobacco use. And I was just like,
or the realization of the wreckage of the tobacco use. Yes. Because you coughed up like that. Yes. That feeling, dude. I know exactly that feeling. Yeah. And then like you're like, I'm gonna quit, but then it goes away. So you're like, oh well, you know, shit. Like
Yeah. And like I've had a couple slips, but like 2 weeks ago when my neighbor was getting raided and the
ball. Yeah, that was stressful.
And that was stressful. But the cool thing that I took out of that is like it was 4 o'clock in the morning. I had guns pointed in my face because by the Baltimore County police, because they were raiding one of my neighbors. And it was just, I was just really shaken by it. And it was 4:30 in the morning and I was going to get gas and I was like, fuck it. I bought a pack of cigarettes. I smoked three. I smoked two on the way to the job and one on the way home. And then I gave the rest of the pack to my wife.
Mm-hmm.
So that
is she going to give them out to you if you need one?
No. I was just like, here, you have them. So, and it was not like a reservation, like, oh, she has them if I need them. No, it was not like a dole out sort of manage my dose sort of thing. I was like, I don't want these.
Yeah.
I realized it was because I had already quit by then and I had like, I don't know, a week or two. A week or so before that. But the fact that, like, at that point, I didn't let that stressor lead back down the rabbit hole. And I was like, okay, it was for a coping whatever. Da-da-da. And I got rid of it. I was like, okay, I felt like that's a milestone. That's a big thing for me. Because I'd never given away virtually a full pack of cigarettes. And then I smoked one more. And I actually hated it. After the Ravens loss, I came home.
Oh, that feels even worse, dude.
I came home and I was so angry. And like, I asked my wife, I was like, do you have cigarettes? She's like, yeah, they're in my car. I went out and I smoked it. And I was like, I fucking hate this. But now I'm like, in my mind, I'm like, okay, now I actually have like a date. Like, I know
the date where you hate it.
Where I fucking hated it. And I can be like, that can be the last time I smoked a cigarette was when the when we lost the AFC championship. And now, and in my mind, I'm like, I want to keep that just so I can be like, when was the last time you smoked, David? When we lost the AFC championship in Baltimore. That was the last time I smoked a cigarette. And literally that whole cigarette, it tasted gross. It was the first time I hated smoking a cigarette.
I'm trying to think, like, I don't think I kept my clean date for cigarettes.
And I kind of want to.
No, it's a good one to keep. I did the first time when I quit for, like, almost a year.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, something stupid happened and I smoked. And then, yeah, for the past, this time I haven't, I just know it's around the time I, like, stopped doing heroin.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I was like, I know, like, a few weeks later I stopped smoking cigarettes.
And actually, as far as, like, craving and... So I'm going to go into another one, which is actually coming, which is right around this time. I don't have the date for it either. But the last time I self-harmed was right around February 2015.
That's a long time. I've self-harmed within that time frame. Wow. That's a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's 9 years.
Yeah.
9 years without self-harm.
No picking?
No, not really. That was never my thing.
It's always fun, though.
No,
but it is self-harm. It's the third form of self-harm that isn't talked about as much. That one gets me.
Mm-hmm.
For heart, like, for sure.
And like there's been times over the last 9 years, like my thing, like back in the day, like in addiction, like it would either be like a cigarette butt, or I would just sit there and hold a Bic lighter until I knew it was really hot, and I would just stick it on my thigh and shit like that.
Did you do a cigarette because of John Bender?
No, I think it was just a matter of convenience.
I was I like razors better.
That was the other thing. I would go because I did collage and I still do collage.
Yeah.
So I would always have an exacto knife. And like like I was always really safe about it. I'd get a brand new blade out, and like
you treat it like a scalpel, and you treat it like a surgery, it was a ritual. I mean,
yeah, there was very much a ritual to it, and I did it as safe as possible. My mom was a nurse, so I didn't want it to get infected, and like I always made like small surgical incisions, and yeah, but yeah. It, I mean, because it's all about like controlling mental or emotional pain.
Oh no, yeah, it's crazy. Mine are huge, like you can see them. Yeah, like especially like when I go swimming, like it's interesting seeing people's face too, because it's like they're like there's nothing else that shit could be.
Yeah,
like unless a raccoon or something attacked me or something.
Maybe. Yes. Yeah,
which we should domesticate raccoons. I'm here for it.
But. This is like the third time you've referenced this. No, they're wild.
They have little hands.
They're wild animals.
So were cats and dogs at one point.
I gathered that.
Yeah, but why can't we domesticate animals?
Because we can domesticate animals. Absolutely.
Then what's wrong with domesticating raccoons?
Because I don't see the purpose. Like dogs,
they have little hands.
I understand the cuteness level of it. I get that, and they're very intelligent. They're very friendly, but
so, they're little problem solvers.
Well, cats served a purpose
of killing mice.
So, actually, back in the Black Plague,
snuggling not a purpose.
Back in the Black Plague, it was actually households that had domestic cats had like an 80 to 90% less risk of catching bubonic plague because they didn't have the rats.
I thought it was the fleas from the rats.
Though. It was the fleas from the rats. But if you don't have the rats to begin with, that's then the true. Fleas aren't going to come. And I understand cats get fleas as well.
Yeah, and then it goes to humans. But I guess, yeah, if they're not there.
But like, and that's the thing on like the lower part of like the food chain. Like when a rat smells a cat, they will fucking avoid the fuck out of that house. And like, I don't have a problem. I've never had a problem with mice ever since I've owned cats.
I've only had a mouse once. So... To preface, both Dave and I have cats. Mm-hmm. I have two, and my cats are, two of them are 15, and then the child is 14. Mm-hmm. I was a very, very unresponsible pet owner in college, and got a girl and a boy cat, and they fucked, and we had a litter, and at the time, there were 7 cats living in my tiny little apartment, and this one mouse decided to come in. The litter was like 6 weeks old.
Oh, okay.
And like, so they were playful at the time, but the other cats were like, three of them were like a year.
Yeah,
like they just did like that's the only time I've ever had a mouse. Never again.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yep. And whenever like one of the sprickets come in, they just slowly like rip its limbs apart for fun. Okay. You know?
Oh yeah, cats love they just play with them.
Yeah, they're just like let's torture you.
Yeah. Dude eats spiders. I don't have spiders either because he loves eating spiders.
Well, they don't really eat spiders. They kill sprickets and crickets. They don't like anything that jumps.
Yeah.
They're just like, fuck that. What
no, he, fuck? Eats, he eats spiders. No, not he actually eats them. Like, so I don't really like bugs either. Huh. Anyway, we've completely digressed. But yeah, so I have that clean date for self-harm, and now I have this clean date for... smoking. And for anybody out there, like I'm not totally nicotine abstinent. I'm going with Nicorette as of right now. Which is, and it's going great. And like, and really, like, so I bought my most recent box of Nicorette, I don't know, a few days ago. And I'm actually contemplating, I'm like, I don't think I need this.
I went cold turkey last time.
I just used
toothpicks and like straw. I got straws to like create like a, you know, something you can fake inhale.
Yeah. So what my plan is right now, like I'm going to go through this box of Nicorette, and then I'm going to switch to just regular, just minty gum and see how that goes. And
gum is essential during this process.
I love gum, period. I've always loved gum. Like gum, if it's a choice between gum or mints, I'll take gum every time.
Really? I when I was a kid, yeah. Not anymore.
My wife prefers mints. She has mints in her car, and I have gum. So it's just two different worlds. So yeah, that like I actually have a plan, and so far, like I don't know, coming up on a month now, I guess. Well, no, if I'm going from my actual clean down of my last cigarette, so 2 weeks from my absolute last cigarette tomorrow, at no point have I been like, because I've been stressed out at work and I actually like, and just sometimes my coworkers fucking annoy me. I haven't been like, I need a fucking piece of, I need nicotine right now. I haven't had that nicotine craving. I've just sort of been like, just doing it. So I'm like, I've just been wondering. I'm like, I don't think I need the nicotine. I think
it's very interesting to see. Like, yeah, it's good.
It's very, yeah. And like, I haven't been talking about it a lot. Like people have like come up in it, like in meetings.
Well,
like,
of course, because you like, smoked forever.
Oh, I smoked forever and I smoked a lot. And yeah, I smoked like a fish. It was fucking ridiculous.
I mean, like, I remember early recovery. I mean, you and Brad could still do it, like now. Like,
oh yeah,
and I'm just like, how can you smoke
a couple months
three
ago?
Three cigarettes back to back, like I'm. Mm-hmm. Oh man,
boom, 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 boom. Yep, and like,
I get it, dude. I get it.
It was really like, and I noticed my smoking, like it really wasn't ever stress based. Like it was a little bit. But it was mostly boredom based.
Well, and that one there though, when you're chain smoking, that's like excitement.
Yeah, you know? Like, I was very much a social smoker. So whenever we had a bonfire, like I had to get a whole pack because I knew that I was gonna go through that pack in the matter of like the 3-4 whatever hours of that bonfire. I was like, I'm gonna burn this down.
It's definitely one of the hardest substances to quit.
So. Yeah, but like the good thing about the prices going up now is there's actually a level of unmanageability.
So what it like I quit when cigarettes were still $7.
Right now, or like what I was paying $12.
Whoa! So it went up $5 since I smoked.
Yeah, I was paying $12 a pack. So that was
like 6 years ago.
Yeah, so that's $80 a week. That's $240 a month.
Absurd. Yeah,
yeah, it was thousands of dollars. Like
notice it though, really, when it comes, like, because it goes to something else.
But, dude, but in the last month where I've bought one pack of cigarettes, dude, I've looked at, I'm like. I have like a few hundred more dollars than I normally would.
Nice.
Like, yeah, because in 4 weeks that's $240 fucking bucks.
Yeah.
In a month, so that's $240 bucks back in your pocket. And anybody who gets clean, you like one of the first things you notice is you automatically get a raise when you're not fucking buying a fifth or an eight ball or a quarter of weed or whatever it is, or an eighth or whatever it is. That money sits in your bank account, and as long as you don't fucking turn to McDonald's or whatever type of food to fill that, you're like, because eating out is another thing. Eating out is that's a craving.
Don't have that craving anymore, actually. I was thinking about this yesterday.
I don't either with most of them. I mean, it has been now, it's been 11 years since I've had McDonald's.
Well, since COVID killed my, because I work from home. I've always worked from home. Like, but like I used to go out to lunch at least like once a week to just grab food. Mm-hmm. Like even at like Subway or something. And COVID killed that. And then just the way I eat because of my health, like different things, like, I very rarely go out, and yeah, that's, but my wife has that issue of like, she's like, I want a donut, and then like, I want to get lunch here, and so, I need to get coffee there, and like, people just don't think about like, oh, you just spent like $30, and you do that every fucking day, you know?
Yeah, like, yeah, people don't realize that if you're spending $20 to $30 a day, that's like $10,000.
It's a lot.
It's a lot.
Yeah. And people are like, oh, it's not that bad. I just got a bag of chips. I got my soda. Mm-hmm. You know, I got my Starbucks. Mm-hmm. You know, and then like, it's like, dude, it's a lot of money. And then if you go to a place where you sit down, you got a tip.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Oh, yeah. Oh, dude, I haven't been out to a restaurant in a while. I'll tell you, the one fast.
I went to Phoenix the other day.
The one fast food that gets me just because like on a regular basis, because I love tacos, and I know it sucks.
Taco Bell. That's gross.
It is gross. It is absolutely gross.
Yeah.
But it's so fast, and there's no other option. Like the only other, so the only
you can go to Chipotle or Qdoba.
Yes, but the thing that sucks is I have like the Taco Bell is like from here to the next house. It is literally directly behind. So it takes me 5 minutes to. But meanwhile, there's no Chipotle or Qdoba close to me, which is actually that's reasonably healthy.
They're better. I think Chipotle's quality has gone like fairly down. That's I think Cava is like if you're going for
Cava's the best.
If you're going for bowls, yes. Which now that I said that, I'm like craving Cava. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's so fresh.
I like Qdoba because they don't charge you for guac.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah,
I want to look at them again because they also do better tacos. I feel like
Qdoba's than solid.
Chipotle.
Yeah,
like I actually think Qdoba's better.
Yes.
And I don't think that's...
Oh, and their queso is so much better.
Well, when I ate cheese,
Chipotle didn't even do queso until they were like, oh, Qdoba's doing queso? We got to do queso. And it's trash.
The best part of Mexican food.
It's the absolute best part.
The best.
I love fucking cheese.
Or sopapillas. Sopapillas are really good, too.
So what don't you eat? Because,
what don't I eat? So those cravings. I don't crave meat, and I don't eat meat, right?
Do you eat fish?
Nope, I haven't eaten fish now in over a year.
Not even like shrimp? Shrimp?
No, shrimp are very high in cholesterol. So
well, it depends on how you prepare it.
It still has it.
Yeah.
So I don't eat it.
Yeah.
I don't like eating fish as much as I used to.
I love fish.
Octopus really fucks with me because they're really smart. Mm. So I don't like that.
I can't eat a sentient being.
I don't like that.
I get that. I understand that.
Well, pigs, I think people don't even realize how smart pigs are.
I get it.
If they realize how smart pigs are, you think a lot differently about
yes.
it.
Yes. The moral, when it comes to the moral implications
Or cows, too. Cows are like fucking dogs.
Absolutely. I get, dude, chickens are intelligent. Yep. They are all intelligent beings, and I get that. So, when it comes to, if people have an absolute moral conundrum with eating meat or the meat industry in general, I don't question it in any way whatsoever. So any vegans first. Or vegetarians listening to it, I am a carnivore. Please don't judge me. I'm an omnivore.
Everyone's an omnivore. No one's a true carnivore. That would be it'd be so detrimental if you just ate meat.
Yes, exactly. Yes, that's ridiculous. But the paleo motherfuckers, I eat raw meat. You're a psychopath.
My cousin's doing paleo. You're a psychopath. And I was I'm concerned about it. Dude, sometimes,
I've gone to Qdoba and just gotten rice, beans, and the vegetables. I've done veggie bowls. Yeah, those are good.
That's fine.
They had a fish option. That would be awesome.
So... I
love Nally Fresh.
I wasn't moral.
Nally
Fresh is better.
The best.
But you remember, I was not moral. I was never moral. But it is fucked up. You see what happens.
Absolutely.
And I'm at a point now where I'm just I would rather not hurt something. And I know people can separate themselves from a burger and a cow. But at the end of the day, that was a cow,
mm-hmm.
you know, but you just don't call it cow. You call it a burger.
Yes.
You know?
So bad. Yeah.
Yeah.
You so call it beef. Yeah. Yeah. So what don't you eat? You don't eat cheese.
I don't eat meat. I don't eat cheese. I don't eat dairy. Don't eat high fructose corn syrup.
I avoid it as absolute much. Check labels.
I can't because soda, it's soda. Soda's the thing I've been most addicted. I can't even drink something with high fructose corn syrup, or I will fucking just keep drinking it.
I don't really call it lapses, but
Mountain Dew is so good.
So literally yesterday at work, they had a vending machine and they didn't have anything else. And the water in there was Dasani. And I was like, oh, I'm not drinking that. That's garbage. That's trash water. So I was like, I'll get an iced tea.
That iced tea has 40 grams of sugar.
It was only 22.
That's not terrible. Honest,
that's not terrible, but it's not great. I also look at that.
Shout out to Honest Juice.
Yeah.
8%.
Mm-hmm.
Or 8 grams. It's nothing compared to other shit.
If I go into a gas station, I mean, and everybody we're talking about a sugar craving because sugar lights up the exact same part of your brain as drugs.
So I crave sugar. Drugs. And absolutely. I've been buying eating white chocolate chips, mini white chocolate chips just straight from the bag. I stopped. Funny. I'm like, I can't. And then I've been buying cotton candy and like vegan licorice.
A few years ago, I actually made the switch, which actually took a while because I love tea.
Yeah.
I'm a big tea guy. I switched to completely unsweetened tea.
I can do that with some things, but I do like at least like I like a little they bit of sweetness.
They now have the slightly sweets with
agave is what I like.
Yeah, or they'll do stevia or something like that.
I don't like stevia.
I don't like either.
Because it tastes like fucking diet.
It tastes weird. Yeah, it has that aspartame-y thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Aspartame's terrible for you too, people.
Well, cancer, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And memory loss.
Mm-hmm.
It's no bueno.
But yeah, like cravings are fucking tough. And like, yeah, the way I managed my craving for tea, which some of those are just loaded with sugar. And everybody out there, like Google, if you Google an actual physical reputation.
Well, Arizona, dude. I used to think Arizonas were like, I was like, oh, this is like, okay.
It's tea.
And
it's tea. Like, wait, it's loaded with high fructose corn syrup.
Like one of the remember sweet tea? Like the Arizona sweet tea? Mm-hmm. That's loaded with sugar. Oh,
yeah. It's crazy. Yeah. And so I had my, kick the table. To manage my cravings with tea and how I had to change. And it took me a while because the first time I drank like unsweetened tea, I was like, oh, this is bitter. And now I
think it's fine.
I don't taste the difference anymore.
Yeah.
I don't like, well, it's delicious.
I drink my coffee black and I've been drinking my coffee black for like 7 or 8 years now.
At home, I put a little bit of honey in my tea. That's it.
You're coffee. You drink coffee too, but you have to put stuff in it, right?
But I got rid of sugar.
That's a big step.
So because
you're just creamer now.
So I used to do, and or it's just not. Milk. It's not straight. It's not straight creamer. Milk.
Straight creamer is like crazy. Like
I am working towards that. I used to do the International Delight.
That's crazy sugar. Yeah,
it's crazy sugar, but also it's not cream. It's oil.
Oh really?
It's oil. Huh. They have like milk cultures in it. But that's it. If you look at the ingredients, cream is not in there. Milk is not in there. It is fucking oils. And I always noticed that, like in my cup of coffee, there was a little sheen on top. I was like, what the fuck is that? And I thought it was coffee's kind of oily. No. And like I did research on the internet. International Delights is fucking oil. It's like palm oils and sunflower oils. And it is trash. Dunkin' Donuts creamer, which is also less sugar, but the very first ingredient is actual cream. And I'm like, fuck yeah. So yeah, like managing like healthy foods is very difficult. Like, yeah, like I actively have to be like, okay, I'm going to drive the 5 miles to go to Qdoba or Nally Fresh, but I still struggle with it at least probably twice a month. Maybe 3 times. I'll be like, I want Mexican. I want tacos. It's right there.
I just never think convenience. About fast food, dude. Like, it isn't worth the price.
No.
Of feeling like shit later.
No.
Because you know you're going to feel like shit later.
And I don't,
but it doesn't taste that good.
But with Nally Fresh and Qdoba, I don't really consider them necessarily fast food.
No, they're that middle ground.
Yeah, they're the middle ground. Yeah.
Like, pizza parlors are in that middle ground.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
Mod Pizza.
I love Mod.
Mod Pizza's great. So is Pie 5. Pie 5's great.
I do like... Have you been to Manor... Well, yeah, that's a different time. Like,
different. That's totally different.
Yeah.
So, how do you manage a craving? Like, is there a replacement for cheese?
Yeah, there's Daiya. There's, like, vegan cheese. But I don't even eat that much anymore because it's has a lot of, like, sat fat. So I've been really limiting my trans and sat fat also. That's the other big one. Because yeah, I got shitty genes in some parts.
Yeah. But
you can affect it with just, you know,
what about healthy eating. Okay, let's rewind it further. The cravings for self-harm. How have you
not as much because the ritual takes too long.
Hmm. Yeah.
There's a time element to it. And that's honestly what deters me more than anything else is the time.
And like the biggest thing for me.
Picking though is like.
How do you pick?
So my grandmother was a picker my whole life. My grandmother still picks. I'll still be like, stop.
Yeah.
But like she's always has scabs on her legs, on her arms. But she's always picked. And then like I pick. And it's really just like, Eric, don't fucking touch tweezers every day.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know. imperfections are annoying. You gotta
get rid of them. Oh, so you'd actually use tools to pick. Oh.
Yeah, like my, like if like there's a blemish or something, or, you know, a blackhead, it's like, I still do it. I did it, you know, yesterday. I like removed blackheads from my face with the, you know, stuff.
Yeah, I don't think I like ever self-harmed, like just out of like sheer ritual. I always felt like I was like...
You were angry and it was like...
I was going, I was in the midst of some sort of emotional or psychological issue. And I, it was a way to redirect and control the scenario, the narrative of the pain. I was like, no, if this is going to cause me pain, no, fuck that. I'm going to cause me pain.
It takes a lot of time. That's what really is a deterrent there.
And the real big lesson, like from the last time, like that I talked to Herb, he was like, I mean, if you're working this program of like self-love and acceptance, in as far as like not using drugs and everything, I was like, then you have to look at that same like pattern of behavior with self-harm. Like, are you really showing yourself true self-love by self-harming? And it's like, no, I'm not. So like being able to really understand that was really helpful for me.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I think that's crucial. And yeah. And back to tobacco as well. The monetary unmanageability. I'm like, man, I have a fucking kid. And like, and not like, oh, I don't want to see him smoke, but like, I have like,
I said the same thing about the vape with like MC. I'm like, I don't want to see like, they do it though. They'll like,
pick I never
something up I've, and like, you know, they'll repeat what you're doing.
I think I might have like, in eye shot of Magnus, ever smoked a handful at most, five times ever in front of him. We would, because like we live in an apartment, so yeah, Kristen goes out to smoke, I would go out to smoke. So he never saw it, so it was never around him. But no, it was really like the monetary like investment that I don't know. I'm glad it got expensive because it showed the unmanageability to me. Because if tobacco was cheap and like, I don't know if it would be as easy for me. Like, yeah. If I was spending $2 a pack, $5 a pack, I'd be like, okay, this is fine, whatever. But $10, $12 a day, it's insane.
It's crazy.
It's insane. And like, I couldn't do that anymore. And so far, like, my cravings have been completely manageable, if not non-existent.
New York's been dealing with those prices for years, man.
Oh, I know.
You know,
which is crazy. Like that. My sister would actually, she would bootleg cigarettes back in the 90s up to Boston. Like she, because they were still cheap down here, and she would buy like, I don't know.
Well, when Virginia, West Virginia, those were always great trips too.
Mm-hmm.
When you were a kid.
Mm-hmm. And so she would bring cartons of cigarettes from Maryland on break back up to Boston, you know, sell them for whatever, and it was profit for her. She would undercut prices over there and still be profit.
Yeah. All right.
But yeah, I think that's I think
we're there.
Right? Yeah, I think that's all about like we've covered food cravings and self-harm cravings and tobacco cravings. Can you think of anything else? I mean, so. Drug cravings, like, so you know, it's an addiction podcast.
But
so for anybody listening,
super cravings, I feel like
it is an early recovery for sure.
Recovery, yes, it's different.
And like anybody out there, like it goes away, it really does. In early recovery, yeah, like you're not used to not smoking a blunt while you're driving, or not smoking a cigarette while you're driving, or going to work without like.
I love that. Like, what am I going to do? Am I not going to smoke a blunt if I'm driving? Fuck?
Yeah. But I mean, that's a thing. It was 100% a thing. I mean, like when I was fucking using, like weed was just like, that was the one constant. And like,
I hated blunts personally. I'll be honest.
Love blunts.
Gross, dude. They're like,
they're very gross.
They're like disgusting. It's like the grossest paper. Cancer paper. Fuck that. No.
I'll tell you. No, you take the cancer paper out, man. You gotta take the cancer paper out.
It's still gross.
It's still terrible. It's still terrible.
And dude, people are like, oh man.
The smell.
You taste that dude, grape? Yeah, do you taste the gross ass grape flavoring they dipped on this?
So my nose is waking back up to smells. Because I'd become nose blind to cigarettes. I'm sure I came into your house reeking like cigarettes. I never knew.
Oh yeah.
Like, I guarantee. I know.
Since my sinus infection, my nose is selective smelling, so I have no idea. But like, I don't smell you as bad.
Oh my god! So like these guys on these job sites, I'm like, I can just smell smokers, and I'm like, oh god! I'm
so
like,
you're different now. You've changed, David.
I'm like, that's what I smelled like, and that's another.
That is different.
That's another huge thing for me. I'm like, oh my god! I can't believe I smelled like that around people. I was like, I feel gross. That like, so yeah, there's like a grossness. And that came with drugs as well.
The hands, though. Can we talk about the cigarette hands?
Oh,
the smoker's hands.
Oh, yeah, the yellow in between
my therapist,
the fingers.
My therapist was reminding me about the yellow. I was like, I forgot my hands used to turn yellow from smoking cigarettes. You're right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And, dude, and now every time my wife comes in from smoking a cigarette, as soon as she comes in the apartment, I'm like, I can fucking smell you. You are 20 feet away from me and I can fucking smell you.
That's why MC is vaping and not smoking. Mm-hmm. It's because I'm like, you're not sleeping in our bed. Like, I'm like, you smell like shit.
Yeah. And so, yeah, I like really like smelling like an ashtray. And like after a few days, like I got in my Jeep and I'm like, oh my God, it stinks in here. I was like, it smells like a fucking stale ashtray. I still have to do like a deep clean on there. But I put in an air freshener.
That's funny.
So the whole mentality of has changed. And like as far as like alcohol, like. Football games.
Alcohol's hard for certain events.
Yes, but I think it was actually really easy because I looked at like
football isn't as hard as I thought it would be.
No. It wasn't that much of a trigger or a craving because I saw sloppy, disgusting people, and I was like, "You're fucking gross." And then I have to put myself, just like I said, I smelled like that. I looked like that.
Yeah.
It's hard. I acted like that. I behaved. I walked like that. I talked like that. Drunk people are fucking gross.
Drunk aggressive people are bad.
Are gross. Even sloppy people, men and women. Cause like
sloppy men and women.
Yeah. As far as like sloppy women, we know who we're talking about. Young women who are
there's a subreddit thread called Hold My Cosmo. I feel like that would be them.
Yeah, it's just sloppy women. But dude, they're sloppy, dude. I just want to.
It's like the guy with Ron. No, it's the guy with Ron too. Like the last one where they're like aggro too.
No,
you know, and like trying to fight you.
Yeah, just sloppy. Sloppy drunks are fucking gross. And yeah, and knowing that I'm just floating my liver and my kidneys and my stomach and my pancreas, it's terrible. And like so. Once I really solidified that in my mind, it like alcohol is the least of my worries. And it has been since probably a year or two in recovery.
That's good.
Yeah. And like alcohol holds no reservation power with me anymore at all. Weed still smells good, though.
That's a strong statement with the alcohol.
Yes, alcohol. I will I can confidently say I will never go back to alcohol because it's fucking disgusting. It is a liquid drug that is just gross. And when you really think about it, just think about just the actual reality of it. You're drinking poison.
Yeah,
you're fucking drinking poison. It is terrible for you.
I do like the way beer tastes sometimes. I'm not gonna lie. Spirits are straight poison.
Yeah.
Wine, I never understood.
But there's non-alcoholic versions of beer.
I bought Stella non-alcoholic beer the other day.
Yeah. The
same quality girls.
Full disclosure: I drink an occasional non-alcoholic beer, and it is what it is. Like that is not something I'm recommending for anybody, but even in active addiction, I liked the taste of beer. And it was actually at my bachelor party, which you hosted, that I had. And that was year 8, 9? No, 7. Time. It was a great time. And I was like, because I called my, you remember, I called my sponsor and he was like, if you feel comfortable, then go ahead and do it. And I did. And me and Brad went a little overboard. Like, it was like a thing for like a month where like, oh, we're going to play games. We're going to go get some non-alcoholic.
I mean, Brad will still bring some. I have one.
Yeah, every once in a while. But like, it's not a thing. But like, yeah, if I'm having a bonfire, I might go get, you know, some non-alcoholic Guinnesses or whatever.
There was supposed to be a mocktail hour at the...
I had mocktails at my wedding.
Well, yeah, no, we did too. We had mocktails at mine.
Great. Great. I love mocktails.
But we were supposed to have mocktails at like the daycare yesterday, and it got pushed to next week. And I was like, oh man, I wanted some fucking mocktails.
I wanted
like,
a good Palm Collins.
You know,
Palm Collins was so good.
They're just refreshing. It's nice so to have good. A
just a
drink.
Nice, just a nice fruit, you know, juice, like, and oh my god,
I don't want soda.
We had like a fake sangria, and the Palm Collins. When we found the Palm Collins, it was so good, so good. But
all right,
yeah, I think that's about it.
That does it
for cravings. Anybody? Yeah, if you're dealing with cravings over anything. Drugs, alcohol, sex, gambling,
rock and roll,
sex, gambling, and rock and roll, sex, drugs, rock and roll, overeating, like, you know, get honest with yourself, start doing an inventory of like your emotional state around why you're doing these things, because that's the key. Those are the exact natures, the roots of why we do what we do. Self-harm, and try and find better ways to do it, or not do it, or redirect yourself to a healthier way of living, because you know that's what we're all trying to do here. I think that's about it for us today, and please send us your topics again, all our social media outlets, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Reddit, YouTube. Please become part of our Patreon. We are self-supporting. Help us keep the mics on. We do need some new cables because we had one take a poo-poo on us this morning.
Yeah.
We always enjoy all your feedback, so please comment anything you want us to talk about. We will. If you feel like joining us, DM us again. We'll have you on as a guest speaker. But most importantly, everybody out there,
stay safe and stay clean.